You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. We are joined, as we have the high privilege of being each week about this time, by Diana West, a longtime nationally syndicated columnist. You can find her work these days at a terrific blog, DianaWest.net. She is also the author of two best-selling books, Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal. Diana, it's good to have you. Welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Well, much to discuss. You have been, of course, a longtime supporter of President Trump, and I think it's fair to say, by just about any measure, he's having a rough patch of it at the moment. I would like to get your thoughts. Talked a little bit about this with Dr. Stephen Blank in the previous segment. On the leaks of classified information, some of them emanating from people who are deeply hostile to this president, some, it seems, being reported by them about leaks that he himself is accused of making, including to the Russians. Diana West, please, tell us what is going on here. What should we make of it?
Well, leaking and leakology is a
leakology. I love
leakology. I actually once did a story years ago about leakology, and what I was going to say is that leaking is Washington's weapon of choice, and this kind of warfare has been waged for decades, if not longer. What we're seeing with the Trump administration and the media approach to this leak warfare is red alert, DEFCON attacks and machinations designed to destabilize Donald Trump, I think, even more so than his administration, which of course is the source of many of these leaks. We've got leaks. We've got a Trojan horse White House, and we have an unlikely leader of this White House, an unlikely leader of this country, and this is a very destabilizing moment for him. And it is my hope that he sees this and understands that he has problems within just as much as problems without.
Diana West is our guest. We are discussing the ongoing, and it seems increasingly intensifying, political warfare against President Trump. And Diana West, as you say, some of it does seem to be emanating from within his own administration. You called my attention to something called Axios the other day, and I'd like you to talk a little bit about it and what it suggests about some of the thinking and some of the behavior of people who are supposedly serving this president.
Yes, well, Axios, just very briefly, is just the latest left-wing news site. It was created by Politico's co-founders, and it was richly funded by any manner of left-wing activist millionaires, the people behind Huffington Post and other sites.
But also the Koch brothers, apparently, are behind this. What do we make of that?
Well, that is the add-on. There's a lot of corporate support here, and yes, it when it comes into your inbox, if you subscribe for the free morning briefing, you too can see it is Axios presented by Koch Industries. Which, what does that tell us? Well, it just tells us that this is essentially a spectrum of enemies of everything that candidate Trump won his presidency on, the entire agenda.
It is the swamp, in other words.
It is the swamp. It is the weaponized, activated swamp. And when you see the kinds of leaking that are going into the... I mean, leaking is also... I mean, journalism cannot exist without leaking. So in the sense that somebody has information and they pass it along to a journalist. There are all gradations of this. Some of it is illegal, and you know, we can parse it. But in terms of what we're looking at with a site that's very far left and very anti-Trump, getting the kind of information they're getting from inside the White House, this is where we're coming to this much more serious problem for Donald Trump, which is his own staff that he hired. He did not hire the people that support his agenda, you know, with a couple of notable exceptions. He did not hire the people who wanted to help him turn things around, revolutionize Washington, drain the swamp. He did not hire them. And this is, you know, does he understand that? Does he see that? Does he know that there are these people out there? These are questions I do not have a clue to.
Yeah. You know, it's so troubling because what you're talking about, of course, is not only the holdovers from the previous administration who are populating much of his administration, but the people that he has, in some cases, inexplicably hired to serve him and who evidently, according to the Washington Free Beacon today, don't much like him, for one thing. And in this Axios piece that you sent around, Diana West, through your blog, dianawest.net, there's talk about a wall that has been created, particularly in the national security space, to essentially insulate the people, the adults, I guess is the way one might hear it, who are running American national security policy from this interloper president. And I mean, you call it a coup in your blog, and I'd like you to expand on that because it is profoundly troubling.
It is, and I would suggest that they consider themselves to be the adults. And what that translates to me is that they have a different agenda, that they come in as, quote, professionals, quote, experts. And so everything that Donald Trump campaigned on that made contact with the people and came in with this mandate of winning 31 states of the union is what they consider to be something that needs to be walled off, isolated, destroyed, so that the professionals can continue their essentially
preserve the swamp.
Yeah, preserve the swamp. Now, when we look at, for example, combining it with the Russia story of the week, which is the Russia supposed leak to the Russian officials by Donald Trump coming out of a meeting, a private meeting, a very small number of people who went to that meeting, the Washington Post story that broke this mentions such a swamp creature, in my view. The lone name that is actually used as opposed to the anonymous sources, and this would be Thomas P. Bossert, who is the assistant to the president for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, formerly an advisor to President Bush 43, and formerly of the very internationalist, globalist Atlantic Council. It was Bossert who called, according to the Post, it was Bossert who called the directors of the CIA and the NSA essentially to tell on what he thought was going on with Donald Trump and the Russian ambassador and foreign minister. I don't know if he was literally in the room and heard it himself, or if this was part of a information spread, a way to get it out into further reaches of the swamp at NSA and CIA, and then we see it in the Washington Post.
The so-called deep state.
Mm-hmm. The so-called deep state. So this is the kind of chain we actually can see in plain sight in the Washington Post, that Donald Trump needs to examine, and he needs to clean house. He needs to see who is on his side and see who is not. I would consider it's imposing expert in Russian intelligence what he thought Donald Trump should do at this point. And from his experience, he said, I think that he should polygraph the people who are at that meeting and figure out who said what to whom. And this sounds like a very extreme measure, and yet what we're looking at in terms of this idea of it being a coup from within, a means of neutralizing anything that Donald Trump will do. And also, think of it, this is a human being we're talking about. This must be unbelievably destabilizing to his own confidence. I mean, he's done this tremendous thing. He comes in this historic moment, and yet everything under him is collapsing. And everyone around him is trying to take him down. So it's a very parlous state.
It is a parlous state. I pray that he will be bolstered in trying to do the sorts of things that he campaigned to do. We'll be watching that closely, of course, in the upcoming first foreign trip. And Diana West, we look forward to talking with you about that and much, much more next week. In the meantime, folks, check out Diana's incredibly important writings at dianawest.net. Next up, Dr. Harold Rode will join us right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.